We're talking clutter today. Here's a fact. There is no room, zero room in a cluttered mind and heart. When your mind is cluttered, there's no room for God. That's a fact. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I'm live here in our Intentional Living Center studios in Tucson today. And I want to talk about the clutter in our lives that we can find freedom in this chaotic, cluttered, very difficult world in which we live, to find the freedom to enjoy the peace that God has for us as we talk about the power of decluttering our life. You know, Barbara Hemphill made the statement that clutter is nothing more than a postponed decision. And when I read that in one of her books and her writing, it caught my attention because truly that's what clutter is. When decisions need to be made in our life, and we don't make them, or we make them poorly, or we delay them and procrastinate, clutter starts to build. Now, I use the word clutter cautiously, and hopefully we can broaden the definition way beyond the clutter in your desk or your closet, because I'm telling you that clutter is simply a symptom of a deeper issue in our lives, because clutter goes into our hearts, our emotions, our relationships. And I believe that Satan lives in clutter. He loves cluttering Christians mentally, emotionally, relationally, and spiritually to get us sidetracked from the things that are most important. I've got some callers that I've been able to talk to and share with. We're going to share some of those during this half hour. And we're going to learn together what it means to declutter our lives. Now, let me give you a verse, and then I want you to hear our first caller. Hebrews 12. The writer to the Hebrews here is reminding us in this passage in Scripture about all of the great cloud of witnesses, he calls them, that are looking in on us, which is really kind of an interesting thought, that from heaven, is it possible that they can peek and cheer on those of us who are living our lives today? And Paul, who we believe is the writer of Hebrews, says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off, or can I say throw out, everything that hinders us or clutters us, and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The power of decluttering our lives. As Albert Einstein said, out of clutter, let's find simplicity. And that's really what we're talking about today. Let's get our minds wrapped around this. Some of you, I know you're overwhelmed with this in your life, and you know that it's holding you down. I struggle with it in certain areas. We all struggle with it, probably in one area or another. And hopefully in the next 28 minutes, we can declutter our life. Take a listen.
Hey, Dr. Carlson. My name's Thomas. I'm listening to your program about clutter at the moment, and I can't say that I have a similar situation to some that have cluttered apartments or garages. But I'm thinking about what's cluttered in my life, and where my mind goes to is my heart. And in there is clutter, competing desires that God is jealous of. It is a heart filled with a desire to pursue my own life and a desire to pursue the life that He has for me. Just want to say that your program about clutter is making me think about that. It's making me think about my cluttered heart, the competing and cluttering wills of my heart.
Mm. Thank you, Thomas. I'm going to give you a verse. Each of us, if we got a cluttered heart, or you're kind of cluttered in terms of knowing what to do next, the direction to take, there's a great passage I'm going to give you in just a moment. I think our whole world, the attention has been paid to what's happened in the last 10, 15 days. And of course, all the cameras of the world were on Phoenix over this last weekend. So many, I mean, nearly 100,000 people, many people I know who were able to get into the arena for Charlie Kirk's service. My wife and I had a chance to go to the ceremony or the location to remember him at their headquarters and just say a word of prayer and encouragement for our nation and be remembered about the life of this young man. And I was thinking as that we were driving back, I mean, Charlie Kirk exemplified. And I'd never had a chance to meet him. Some of our staff knew him quite well. We kind of traveled different circles. He was on those college campuses. Wow, what a message we've heard about his life in the last several days. But one of the things that I think is important to understand is this young man was intentional. And he had a goal, and he went after it. And he didn't get sidetracked. And that's kind of like intentional living on steroids, right? When you hear a story, it's amazing. I think we all just stand amazed in terms of some of the energy level and the things that he was able to accomplish and souls. I prayed on Sunday that seeing people stand and give their life to Christ, that's really what it's all about. And I'm sure he would be thrilled to see that. But in each of our lives, if we allow clutter to enter our lives, folks, it's going to keep us and hold us down. Just like the verse I said, since we are surrounded by so many witnesses, you've got generations before, and if God tarries generations yet to come, let us set aside all the clutter, the emotional, mental clutter. One of the four steps of intentional living is to declutter our lives. I've written a book on this. And so I would say to you, Thomas, as you shared that, just really your heart, you said, I'm just cluttered. Listen, write these verses down. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Many of us have heard them. We've quoted them, maybe memorized them. But it's a powerful reminder of what do we do when we got clutter in our life, we don't know what to do next. Solomon says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, trust means reliance. Heart means our will, our emotions, you know, our minds, our thoughts. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, everything about you. Lean not on your own understanding, which really means your own rationale, your own reasoning. Boy, do we do that today. My reality is reality. Everybody's finding their truth. And then it goes on to say, and in all your ways, acknowledge him. And that simply means when someone enters the room, you acknowledge him, right? Hey, welcome. That's what we're saying. Every area of our life. Welcome, Lord. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. You're here. Then, the scripture says, then, this is a conditional promise. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him. There it is. If you're cluttered today, then he'll direct your path right out of that mess, whatever you're facing. And it begins with a burst of energy to break the inertia to say, I'm going to start moving in the right direction. Here's the question. If you woke up tomorrow morning and whatever it is that's holding you back in this cluttered life you have were gone, what would be different? And that should be a focus of healing and health in your life. That would be the one thing that we talk about, the power of one thing. We're talking about decluttering your life. We're going to continue on. Let me see. Let's go next to, I think it's John. I think, John, you give your name even. Go right ahead, my friend.
Hi. I'd like to comment on the program today. My name is John, and my whole life is cluttered. My relationships are cluttered. I don't have many relationships where I'm close to anybody. They seem to be just passing, fleeting relationships, even with my family. They seem insignificant. And my social life is just really not good at all. And I keep my paperwork, everything's cluttered. I live in an assisted living facility, and I'm trying to find a way out of the process of the way my life is going, and everything seems to be going in a negative pattern. But I keep trying, and I keep faith in God that maybe someday my life can become better.
John, listen, I hear your discouragement. Here's a fact. A cluttered heart draws down on our emotional capacity to genuinely love and care for other people because the clutter gets in the way. Our thinking, our reactions, this kind of clutter is destructive and damaging to our soul, to our relationships. And I say to every one of us today, if we got some area in our life that's really creating a problem, and I don't know what it is for you, whatever that clutter is, you've got to be laser focused And we talk at Intentional Living about doing the next right one thing. Here's the question. What one thing could you do today, starting today, even if it took 5 minutes today, that would help move you a little bit toward decluttering your life? Is it a phone call to someone that needs to get a, I'm sorry? Or is it a desk drawer that needs to, one desk drawer that needs to be decluttered? Is it your schedule that you're finding yourself cluttering your day with social media and other things that are keeping you from those things that are more important? Or the reading you're doing, maybe you're spending time consuming the things that are not going to build your soul and build your spirit, it's going to discourage you? Come on, we're talking about living intentionally. Clutter comes in all forms, shapes, smells, and sizes. And if we want to be intentional, one of the things we need to do is to do the next right one thing.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is it that moves us? What animates our life? What makes us do what we do every day? What is it that drives us at the core, at the DNA level? What creates the kind of reactions that we have in life? And the essence of intentional living is this, that we have a life animated by the spiritual DNA of rebirth in Christ. An excerpt from the lesson this month on it's our spiritual deep DNA, what really separates us, I think, from the world is that our DNA has been changed. We become a new creation, powerful thing in a damaged world as a follower of Christ. That lesson's up on our website at theintentionallife.com. By the way, all of the things that we do on our website, our program, our podcast, our events, totally listener supported. And many of you know that after the last several days when you all were so faithful to call and say, I want to be a part of Intentional Living, we went into that last day of our fundraiser. Well, we were considerably behind. We had about 80% of the goal met. And within that last hour, that's what we had, 1 hour at the end, for those of you who weren't able to listen, we hit the goal. And I want to say thank you to each of you for catching the vision that we can see people come to Christ and help them live intentionally. And my heart is growing warmer and more concerned for the younger generation the more I research and see what's happening with Gen Z and with even millennials. We see that the anxiety levels are off the chart, depression's off the chart. I'm concerned about your kids, your grandkids, and I think you are too. And we're here to see, to really show and teach and demonstrate a lot on social media that you might not see, but a lot of young people are tuning in and seeing, to help them see that they can be intentional in their faith walk and is transforming their lives. As I said in my book, Declutter Your Life, if we can get our minds off the stuff that we see and start to perceive the things that He, Jesus, sees, we can begin to live an intentionally decluttered life. And so much of this is just a matter of getting our focus in another direction. So I just want to say a huge thank you to those of you who have been praying for us and supporting the ministry. God bless you. You're making a big difference. All right, let's go to Arizona. Alma's on the line. What have you learned about clutter?
Well, I've learned that, you know, my clutter is tied to what's happening in my spirit and in my head, and I can't expect other people to be like me. Like, for example, you know, our spouses. My spouse is very organized with the computer. His computer is immaculate. He's got everything organized and subcategories and all this kind of stuff. But in our home, it's different, right? So I'm the opposite. I like our home to be tidy and clean, and everything should have its place. Everything should be put away. But my computer, my laptop, my desktop, it's a mess, you know. In my head, I just can't get it organized for some reason. And I've just learned that the Lord has taught me that there are strengths. I have strengths, and my spouse has strengths. And so I can't let it, you know, drive me crazy. And so I have to step back and go, okay, so those are his strengths. I'll let him help me. These are my strengths. I'll do that for him. And that has worked for me.
So you help clean up his physical mess around the house, and you let him get into your desktop and get those things in the right folders?
Yes. I let him tell me, okay, this would be better this way. And so, and then I tell him, you know, honey, this is going to be better this way. So it works out for us. But it is tied to, you know, what's going on in our lives, too. I've noticed that in my spirit, things are, when there's trauma, like my mom just passed away. And, you know, I just feel like my home is a mess and it's chaotic. But it's getting better because I know that she's with the Lord and she's in a better place. She's in a good place. So it helps me, but I still miss her, and I still want to call her, and so I don't, you know, I find myself not really wanting to do anything, not, you know, clean up or put things away, and I have to force myself to do those things.
Yeah, I think you really point out that when life starts to happen, it can start to clutter out the things that we don't want to have happen in our lives. It was Joshua Becker made a great statement. He said, the first step in crafting the life that you want is to get rid of everything that you don't. Now, that is one of those profound statements. When it's translated into daily action, we're really talking about changing not only our behavior and our attitude and our thinking, which all are part of the heart we talked about from the verse saying, you know, make sure that God is the center of our heart. But it's also what happens is when we do that next right one thing, it changes the course of our life. It actually helps us develop spiritual faith-based habits. And they make a difference. Habits reinforce what we believe, and what we believe needs to be reinforced by our habits. Those two are not mutually exclusive. They connect with each other. And when we declutter our lives, we are saying, I'm establishing some new habits. And I know what some of you, come on, your mind's racing with, okay, I got to get at this, and you're going to go crazy, and you're going to say, today I'm going to do this, this, and this, and you'll be exhausted, and tomorrow you'll be right back where you are today. Come on, I do that, you do that, I understand how that works. I believe more and more every day about the power of one thing. One thing. What one thing could you do today that would move you just a little bit closer to God's intention for your life and get rid of one thing today that's keeping you from getting there? And when you do that, that really is a process of becoming intentional. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's go to, looks like, Alabama.
I'm Charlotte from Montgomery, Alabama. Last year, God blessed me to be able to get into the Word of God more and praying more. I have, for the past few years, had two jobs, and I always thought it was impossible for me to pray more and read God's Word more, put in time for God. And God just showed me a way last year. Number one, I retired from my day job, so I had a little bit more time. But as always, you know, someone's going to cover up those hours that you've been missing out on. But God showed me a way that I could pray every day and read His Word every day. And it has been so enriching. I'm so excited about it. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. You're welcome. We're talking about habits. And Charlotte, you just demonstrate there in Alabama about the development of a habit, a new habit, getting into God's Word every day. I'm so proud of my wife. She's much more disciplined than I am. I have to admit, she's up every morning, 5 o'clock. It's dark in Tucson. It's dark at 5 o'clock. Leave me alone. It's 5 o'clock. She's up. She reads the Word. She does her devotional. She has her favorites, and that starts her day. And it's become a habit. You know, these are the kind of habits when we develop that are positive, things that are going to be instructive and growth-oriented our lives, they're transformational. If you're new to intentional living, this center, this part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio, we got one goal. It's to help you experience life the way God intended. And I'm telling you, that ain't happening in the world today, generally speaking. And I think a lot of what's happened the last several days has been an awakening to the fact that we need to be bolder, not only in our faith and sharing our faith and communicating our faith, but living our faith. Because it's easy to say something, but then it's a little more difficult to actually live it out in our own lives. You know, when the Bible says, be patient, and then we're not patient. To love, and then we're not loving. Come on, we all fall. We all make sin mistakes, and we have sin in our lives. That's part of the process of being a human being. But getting back up and saying, hey, today I want to grow closer to Christ, and as I read the scripture, trusting in Him, leaning not on our own understanding, acknowledging Him in our presence, then He'll direct our paths. Powerful thing. All right. We're continuing to talk about the power of doing the next right one thing and decluttering your life.
As you know, everyone is born with unique DNA. Did you know that living an intentional life is connected to a different type of DNA?
The essence of intentional living is that we have a life animated by the spiritual DNA of rebirth in Christ.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, DNA, he takes an in-depth look at how living intentionally and having a deep relationship with Jesus will change how you live your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. I hope you'll do that. And I hope you take advantage of the resources that we take time to create and put up on our website at theintentionallife.com. They're there because we love you and want the best for you and for your family. Today, decluttering your life. Maybe one of the things you struggle with is worry and fear. We hear that a lot. I hear that a lot in the work that I do with families. I got the solution for it. And I'm going to tell you what it is in just a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Denise in Phoenix, Arizona. I had a 60 to 70 hour a week job that was overwhelming me. I couldn't keep up with the house. I couldn't keep up with paying the bills on time just because I was so overworked. A blessing in disguise. I was laid off. The good thing is I'm able to take care of my house, I'm able to take care of the bills, and our finances are no longer out of control because now I can take the time and get back to basics and actually spend time every day in the Word. So thank you for your program.
You're very welcome. Thank you. This is why we're here, and we thank you for being a part of it. Ruben, looks like you have a short comment for us from Michigan.
I have a lot of clutter in my life. What got me interested in your program as far as calling in was that one of the last statements I heard was a lot of people can't even get their car in the garage. That is me. I also can't get anything else hardly into my basement because I've got clutter and throughout several rooms in my house. So recently I just started going through and just getting rid of some things that I really don't need. So, yes, I'm very cluttered in my living arrangements, and I own my own home, but I realize it's not only cluttering physically around me, but that physical clutter in my home and in my garage is also affecting me mentally and emotionally. So I thank you for your program, and I definitely need to start decluttering.
Hey, listen, Ruben, you can. Not only do you need to, but you can, and it begins by taking the first step. Let me say this again. I think we kind of intuitively know, but there's plenty of research to show that clutter and hoarding, we're talking about physical hoarding, it can be an emotional problem. It's something that originates out of our emotions, fear, control, and these things. But those things are reflective of what's going on emotionally in our lives. I always say that clutter, whatever it is, mental, relational clutter, anger, I mean, that's clutter. Bible says, be angry, but don't sin. Don't be cluttered with sin in your life. These are things that are just manifestations of the clutter that has been allowed to fester and build in our lives, which can be a really serious problem. All right. I think I have time for one more here, right? Let's go to Nora. Nora, I think, is next. What have you learned about clutter, Nora?
Oh, I just don't let anybody live rent-free in my head.
They can get there, can't they?
Yes, they can. And as long as you don't give them the energy or the time, they're not there. So however they want to be or do.
How do you deal with that, though, when you have, we're talking about people, relationship things. How do you deal with that or handle that when something occurs that it could be easy to ruminate on or get stuck at?
Right, yeah. Basically, I take a lot of things to prayer. And the one thing, there's an app you can put on your phone, and it has to do with your mood, and it gives you a verse in the Bible to go to contemplate on. And it doesn't give you a verse. It gives you a list. So if it just that one doesn't speak to you that day, you can continue to go through the list, and you'd be amazed at how, you know, when you've got the Word of God to give you that strength,
yeah,
how people no longer live rent-free.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Just wanting to know, speaking about clutter, how do you get to the point that your house and everything you have is so cluttered because of not having enough time at home to declutter, and you don't see an end in sight with working and working in the church, different things like that? It seems it's very easy for things to get cluttered, and then trying to find that time to declutter seems like almost impossible. Just want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, you're welcome. I'll tell you my thoughts on that. You and I have the same number of hours per day as the President of the United States and everyone else, and we have to prioritize what's most important in our lives, because whatever is most important is what should be getting done in our life. And sometimes we have to say no to more things, limit more things, so we can focus on the things that matter most. That's really what this is about. Here's the verse I promised. If you're struggling with fear and worry, that maybe is the biggest clutter in your life. Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God didn't give that to you. God's not giving us a spirit of fear. Here it is, but power, His power through the Holy Spirit, love, boy, that'll preach, right? And then a sound mind, what we tell ourselves. 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. I hope today we gave some of you an opportunity to just kind of take a moment and think about what one thing will I do today to declutter my life for God's glory and my benefit. I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. We'll see you next time from Intentional Life Media.